The National Economic Dialogue is underway in Dublin Castle. Speaking on his way into the conference this morning, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar spoke about the matter of tax cuts and the budget in autumn.
Needless to say, absolutely no decisions are yet made on what's going to be in the budget for next year. But I am strongly of the view that working families do need a break and that people who contribute to the coffers of the state, who work very hard, who pay their taxes, should benefit in some way from the recovery. So obviously most of the fiscal space that's available will go into additional spending, two-thirds or more than two-thirds of it. But it is important that we provide some provision to increase the take-home pay and the money in the pockets of 2 million people who go to work every day and pay the taxes that allow us to pay for everything else.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar there. Well, I'm joined now by our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan. Sean, working families need a break. So the big question is, how much money does will the Minister for Finance have available to give them a break?
Not much is the short answer. We know from what the Department of Finance has previously published, the estimates for available fiscal space are looking at about 550 million euro, but that was before the recently negotiated public sector pay deal, which is going to knock about 200 million out of that. So in terms of new spending in the budget and tax cuts in the budget, the so-called fiscal space looks like it's down to around 350 million euro. Now we're expecting a new summer economic statement, probably early next month, from the government, which may bump that up a bit. They usually try to increase their fiscal space in the months just before a budget. But really, it was always going to be the tightest year for trying to find new money to new things with. And if they apply this formula, which they say they're going to do, Pascal Donoghue very much said so on the way in, of 2-to-1 between spending cuts or spending increases and tax cuts, then you could be looking at as little as 100 million euro available.
Between
certainly on
2 million
that we have now.
People.
Spread over 2 million people. And it's really not very much, is it?
No, it doesn't sound very much. But the Taoiseach did also speak this morning about hidden fiscal space, reallocations of 53 billion. What did he mean here?
Well, I think that was one of the more interesting comments I've heard for a while. I mean, for quite some years, civil servants in particular have been talking about inefficiencies in the way that the money gets spent in the state. But the budget is 53,000 million euro. And here are we talking about 350 million euro. And what are we going to do with that? But if you look at that huge big block of money, 53,000 million euro, surely somewhere in there, there's got to be some programs that aren't really delivering on what they're supposed to be delivering on. And should it, are we now at the point where politicians are going to actually kill off a few spending programs in order to free up money in one area and transfer it into another area where there is perhaps a more pressing need? I'm not going to start nominating areas that might be needing to be cut or shoved around. But again, we're expecting the publication of a deep and thoroughgoing review of public spending, which has been ongoing by the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we might get some clues from that as to where their thinking might be going on that one.
OK, so they may find some extra money hidden in the budget that's already there, if you like. But very briefly, another very interesting issue that came up this morning was Minister Dennis Nocton speaking about environmental issues and the real pressures coming down the tracks there.
Yeah, he's talking about some of the environmental targets, particularly coming from the Paris Climate Accords and the 2030 targets, just saying that if we start missing those, what we're talking about is Brexit by a factor of 10. He thinks there's some enormous changes coming down the tracks and that the whole of government, indeed the whole of society, really needs to buy into these changes and start progressing them, and saying things like, we don't just need a green budget, we need a budget that is green. In other words, we need to permanently factor in the green agenda into everything that's done in government and society, because we have to have a sustainable, environmentally sustainable economy and society. I mean, we hear a lot about budget sustainability, but he's talking about the sustainability of the environment in which we live in and carry on our daily lives in. So that's, I thought, it was quite a strong intervention into the debates today.
Okay, well, Sean Whelan, thanks very much for joining us with that.